ready?
Okay.
Just gotta stuff the COVID down, you know?
Oh my god.
Are you ready? Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is catching up / queuing gay 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. / as you can tell, probably in my voice, the girls that get it, and the girls that don't. I was the girls that get it. I got the Covisha.
Oh my God. So we have all the updates today because obviously, if you've listened for a while, you know that we've been missing in action.
Missing.
We thought
greatly missed, I would assume, as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
People's lives have not been the same.
No, they've been on pause.
It's just the amount of tears that must have fallen over the past month without us in their lives.
Yeah.
So sad for them.
Flood warnings.
Oh my God.
Global flood warnings.
So before we get started, I got to do my usual plugs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wherever you're listening, please follow or subscribe. It really, really helps us out. Also, if you could rate us 5 stars.
Oh, interesting, what? Fun, exciting new thing, okay, that we haven't even talked about because I got the Coviana Grande. Mm-hmm. Now you can rate stars on Spotify.
A game changer.
We better see those fuckers going up.
Oh my God. Okay. So if you listen on Spotify, please
get your fucking shit together.
Yeah. I was going to ask nicely, but I'm like, this isn't even like a request, like a please. It's do it.
That comment on one of our TikToks made me piss my panties.
What did
the one that was like, that you commented on? And they said, I felt like I had to rate you 5 stars because I was fearful of what you would do to my family or something like that. And you just responded, good. And that's the energy that we're keeping in 2022.
Honestly.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you're not rating us 5 stars,
tell your mom to sleep with one eye open.
That is so inappropriate, yeah, though. It's rude. Yeah. Like, that's unkind.
Super rude.
So anyways, wherever you're listening, rate us 5 stars immediately.
Yeah, or we're coming for your granny.
And also follow or subscribe wherever, absolutely, you're listening. It really helps us out. We have goals for this year, 2022, getting this thing charting up the charts.
We want to be number one on global iTunes,
yeah,
on the pop charts, not even, yeah, podcast. We're going for music.
We're coming for Ariana,
yeah,
Grande.
Yeah, Doja Cat.
Watch,
you better
out,
fucking watch your back.
So yeah, it's really helpful. Also, when you share our podcast, share us with your friends on social media. We really appreciate you. You can find us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and TikTok, where we are skyrocketing in fame. At I Can Explain.
I was honestly sad that we
didn't have
content for the TikToks because I love the TikToks. They make me laugh, and I like seeing the like engagement as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we're back on the content train,
especially since we're so close to 1 million.
Yeah. As, mm-hmm, we're, when we at shut it, like, down. Is this fucker telling me to stand? I was like, I can't handle this right now.
I will not stand.
I cannot stand. I simply could not. Yeah.
TikTok famous.
We're TikTok famous. Mm-hmm. We're probably like the Hype House, going to get our own Netflix special.
The podcast.
The Hypeless House. So keep
big things coming,
that,
yeah. Big things coming in 2022 for us. Yeah, so make sure to follow us everywhere, and you could also like send us money if you wanted directly, or you become a Patreon.
Yeah,
a patron. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's in our bio too.
Yeah,
bonus episode going up
loose
this week.
If you have any loose stacks around the house,
yeah,
I think we would be willing to take those off your hands.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to send them over.
So, yeah, okay. We're just going to do a little catch up. Mm-hmm. It's funny because, so we posted before we took our little break that we were taking a little break,
yeah,
because everybody around us was getting COVID.
Yeah.
And at that point, I didn't have COVID.
No.
So it's fucking hilarious.
It is funny.
But like a day later, I get COVID.
I literally read that post today and it was literally like, oh, neither of us have it,
but the girlies around us have it. And
so
now we are the girlies. Well, you're not. The fact that Bree didn't get COVID from me,
I am God's favorite.
Utterly shocking. Well, maybe like Satan's favorite.
Someone's looking out for me. I don't care who it is, but someone's looking out for you,
but it's from below. Yeah, it's definitely not a bird's eye view for you, that's for sure. So yeah, I got COVID. My boyfriend got COVID. My roommate got COVID. Uh-huh. And no one else around us got COVID. We cannot pinpoint where it came from. Yeah. We don't know a single person that we came in contact with that was positive. I don't, like, could have got it at the fucking grocery store at this point. Who knows?
Yeah.
Everybody else that I know was barely sick. And this is 2 weeks in and I still sound like shit. I got my shit absolutely handed to me on a platter.
You still can't taste anything.
Bitch, not a taste in sight.
That's which terrifying. Kind
of doesn't make sense because I, like, my humor is tasteless. So now my person is also tasteless.
It's part of your personal brand.
Exactly. But I would like to taste because it's really sad not enjoying eating.
Oh my God.
So yeah, get vaxxed, get boosted. I'm so happy that I was vaccinated because I got my shit absolutely rocked. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I wasn't vaccinated, I would have probably died. So. It's funny because
I'm not joking. We're laughing, but I think you might have. No, like, you were not okay.
I had a fever and night sweats for 4 days straight.
That is fucking crazy. Yeah.
I lost like 8 pounds in 10 days, which is like not healthy.
Awful. Yeah, I feel terrible for you because it's so weird. And just so everyone knows that's listening, here, there's certain restrictions going on in British Columbia where we live, in Vancouver. And we were following all those restrictions.
Oh, and also,
and we had such a close-knit little group going.
Even my dad was like, you have been so stringent about like all the rules and still everything's a joke. You're going
to
get it.
It's really weird to me because I don't know how it is possible that I didn't get it.
Can't taste this coffee, by the way.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so wild. But I would say this is my, I don't want to make our whole thing like a lot of influencers make their whole thing having COVID.
Right. It's their new brand.
Everybody's
Everybody's
going to get it. But I will say that I'm so happy that I was remaining smart before I even knew that I had COVID.
Yeah.
Like we did a super small thing for New Year's and I went to work out at my parents' house like 2 days later. And just in my mind, I was like, oh, like, nobody at New Year's had COVID, but like I saw more people than usual, even though it was under the amount that we were supposed to. So I was like, I'm going to wear a mask. Like, I just feel like that would be good. And then literally 2 days later, I started getting symptoms and I was positive. So I'm so happy that I was still like diligent about it because my family didn't get it.
Yeah.
And my grandma is in the hospital and is 91 and my parents didn't bring it to her. So just remain diligent.
Yeah.
We'll get through this. So yeah.
I'm tired.
It was really sad though. We couldn't see each other.
It's been fucking forever. It's nice to meet you again.
Good business.
Yeah. That's a nice strong shake you got there. I like how big your hands feel because I don't really touch men often.
Oh, yeah.
So when
I try not to,
you know. Feels kind of nice.
I think I have small hands.
I feel like a dainty little lady.
I think I have small hands.
Look at my bony fingers.
Oh yeah, I have fat hands too.
They're a little chonky.
Yeah,
but that's just kind of nice. Like mine look at like the nubs that are my knuckles.
Yeah,
and then they go like in.
Not a hand model, that's for sure.
Oh my God, I said to Julia like a couple months ago, I was like, I have nice feet, right? She goes, I was like, what? I was like, do you think feet in general are gross? And she's like, no, like feet are fine, just yours. I was like, oh,
just your
good.
Your hoofs are a little gross.
Okay, I am missing a joint on one of my toes. Like the tiny baby toe is just like a little nub.
I have nice feet. I am missing most of the joints in them, but
besides that, they're great. Yeah.
Also, I think it's so funny that I know everybody was team CDC and now everyone is turning on the CDC.
Yeah.
But I think it's so funny that they changed the isolation period to 5 days. On my fifth day of having COVID, I still had a fever. And
it's
they were like,
bullshit.
You can go to work. Yeah. You can go do things. I'm like, are you fucking
kidding me? It's
all
bullshit.
Now I'm on day like 15 and I'm still sound like this. So.
No, I know. It's like that 5 day thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. If someone told me they had COVID and they were like, oh, I'm on my fifth day. Let's hang out. I'd be like, fuck that. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, see you in like literally a month.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm not fucking around with this shit. No. I don't know, but I've dodged it.
You might be God's favorite.
I am. I'm telling you. I am. I know I am.
Yeah.
I believe that in my soul.
One of us has to be, and it's certainly not me.
It's definitely not you. What else has been going on? Oh, I posted a video the other day that had nothing to do with the fact that I have armpit hair, but I had my arms up and I received about 12 messages that were
brave.
No, were like borderline death threats about how disgusting it is that I have armpit hair. And I was like, who are you?
Messages.
No, it was just the weirdest thing because it was all like obviously like straight man accounts.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, but how'd you even see it in the first place? Like, what, do you follow me? Like, what, how'd you stumble across this? I don't know, regular hairy.
But like
I
like good length to it, or?
Oh yeah, there's length.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't shaved my armpits in like a good couple months.
I just shaved my armpits this morning. We're so different. We're like the exact opposite of the spectrum.
You know what's funny? When I was younger, I remember when I was like coming to terms with being a lesbian.
Yeah.
I remember thinking to myself,
oh, you now know I don't what? Have to shave.
No,
sick.
Awesome. No, I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, it's so crazy that I'm a lesbian, but I'm not one of those lesbians that's going to wear like big boots and have hairy armpits. Now that's all I do.
The narrator was like, little did she know.
Now I am hairy armpits and big boots.
I don't think yours, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think yours is necessarily like, because there's no issue if it is, but I don't think yours is necessarily like an absolute choice. Like people are like, some people are very, like this is part of their identity.
Yeah.
I don't really think yours is. I think you're just lazy.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, it's not like I'm trying to make like a stick it to the man.
That's awesome too. But yeah, I think you just don't like, you're like, I don't want to spend the 5 minutes doing that.
This just seems exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I have an at home laser hair removal and I'm like in my own asshole, like flashing lights with the little goggles on.
I don't know if you noticed, I also stopped plucking my eyebrows.
Well, this you've had this before.
You go through
this cycle every like 3 months.
And then I
and you go, oh, I'm just growing them so I can do a new shape, but then you don't
then
do
I
a
don't
new shape.
Do anything.
Yeah.
There's a few things wrong with me, eh?
For sure. Like, why stop at a few?
Possibilities are endless. Yeah, so that's basically been my life. What?
Sorry, I didn't talk about how, once again, you know how there's a remaining theme on the, or a constant theme on this podcast about me being a witch.
Mm, yeah.
I'm a witch. Confirmed, now a COVID witch.
Okay.
Because my roommate Lauren, that you saw on the drunk episode.
Yeah.
We're just joking about how it would be perfect for us to get COVID on January 4th.
We were like, that's when you
that'd be
it.
Perfect. Like we were both working from home that week anyways, like just because our offices, like, you know, want to keep.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of anything more perfect.
Literally.
That's when you got COVID.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, you spoke it into existence.
No,
for
I manifested it. I don't think
you should try manifesting some fucking listens on this podcast.
I need to be fucking manifesting some stacks. That's for sure. But no, I just am manifesting like global viruses entering my system. It's never fun things.
No.
I think it's because my thoughts are too, like, horrific.
Too dark.
Yeah.
You're focused on not the best things.
Maybe that's a New Year's resolution. Do you have any resolutions? We're in the year 2022.
Oh, right. It's so crazy. It's been this long since we've recorded a podcast.
I know that we're multiple weeks into 2022.
Oh, my God.
Have you fucked up the date yet?
I haven't, no. But the latter half of last year, I thought it was 2022 the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like already in that mode.
Right.
So like I
you
was
were fucking up the dates on the other side.
On the other side. Yeah. I was writing 2022 for the last like 7 months. It's like, just like let's speed this shit up a bit, you know?
I do think there might be a shift coming though, because,
like in the universe, like the Matrix. Of.
Well, cause, this relates to what we've talked about in the podcast, also to my witch nature, in that I am somebody that's so focused on things being even and like odd numbers stress me out. Like my boyfriend and everybody makes fun of me if I'm in the car and somebody turns, thank Christ, my volume is not like a number. It's like just doesn't even change. It's just by sound. But if I'm in somebody's car and the volume is a number and they put it to like 27, I'm like, we're going to get in a car accident. Like something's going to go wrong.
Right.
So odd numbers are like not good.
Yeah.
But then for years, mm-hmm. I always think, because that's my thought process, that the even years are going to be the good years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then people on the podcast have said that I conjured up 2020 being so horrific because I said that the double evens was going to be bad. So that's what was happening. But I think 2021 was like so awful that we might be doing a shift.
So do you think 2022 is going to be good because of the even numbers?
I'm hoping. I do think me getting COVID like 4 days in is probably not a good sign, but I'm hopeful. Maybe they're just getting like that out of the way.
They. All of them.
The gods.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, best of luck to you this year.
So we'll see.
Ooh, I just licked the microphone.
I did see that.
I just got a little graze there.
It does look kind of nice.
No. I was considering biting it and then I thought, don't do it. Why is there hair in my mic? It's like literally looks like a pubic hair. Like, have you been running this along your...
I actually shave, so my pubes aren't that long.
Mine are getting close.
That would be yours.
Mine are getting close.
I'm like, don't blame this shit on me. I'm weed whacking every hour.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, what else has been going on? New Year's resolutions. I would say, like, I always make goals.
Yeah.
And one of them is, which is kind of funny because there's that TikTok trend that's like, taking a stupid walk for my stupid mental health.
Of course, yeah.
But one of my goals is actually to walk every day, because when I do, my mental health is way better. So like, if I can even go on like a half an hour walk a day, and I've been doing it so far, I've done it every day. I just go around my block and see a lot of the same people out with their dogs, but I'm just walking myself. And
you should get a dog, maybe.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and what else is my...
I think that's a good resolution. I think it's attainable.
It's attainable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I chose it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's reasonable. And it actually, it's attainable, but it also actually makes a huge difference for me.
Your mental health.
And my mental health.
So, pivoting off that, I have two things to say in relation to this.
Okay.
I was like, which is like, I know this is the exact fucking New Year's resolution that everybody makes, but I was like, I want like a year of health. Like in the same way that I want some of it, like in the gross way that I like the aesthetic of being
okay,
healthy.
Yeah.
Cause like, I'm not going to lie about it. But then also like my mental health was like not great in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, I know that it's such a big thing for my mental health. I was running a lot at the beginning of 2021. Mm-hmm. And then when I stopped that, like we started to plummet. So I'm like, I'm going to do it mostly for my mental health.
Yeah.
Other benefits would be nice too. It's once again, jokes that in my year of health, I got COVID 4 days in. Year of health. Not so healthy so
Can't
far.
Taste. 4 days Can't of a taste. Fever.
Yeah. Health as well. So, but pivoting off of that, I have been so annoyed recently because the person that the year of health thing kind of started from is Rebel Wilson.
Okay.
Because she had that whole thing that she was like, I'm going to have a year of health. Like, she lost a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say if that's good for her or bad for her. Like, that was the journey she wanted to be on. I'm happy that she's feeling healthy and, you know, moving forward. And she was saying that her team, like, didn't support her losing weight because they thought she would lose a bunch of roles, which is, like, so gross.
Yeah.
There's so many layers to everything. Anyways, but all these people on TikTok are like saying that she's like super weird now and she turned off all the comments on her TikToks.
Yeah.
And have you seen her TikToks?
I've seen them, yeah.
And people are like, oh, she's so awkward. And I'm like, I have such an issue with people like commenting on her being awkward now because it's like she's obviously in a very different space and like she's in a different body and she's like obviously trying to figure out her comfort level and like she's trying to figure out kind of, you know, Hollywood has been telling her that she's one thing for years and now she's trying to like change her roles and her life and all this. And I just think it's so gross to like say that she's awkward now instead of just like giving somebody the space to like figure things out.
Totally.
And yeah, it has been really bothering me.
Wow. I didn't know you're such a Rebel fan.
I'm not, but I also just like, it really bothers.
It just stuck with you. It bothered
you. It bothers me. And I have seen so many tweets about it. Like, oh my God, that like video of her like holding the rose. Like she's so awkward. Like she must be on drugs now and all this shit. And I'm like, why can't we just let, especially women, like just figure their shit out? Yeah. And like, it's the same as when like fucking, what's her name? Renee Zellweger yeah. got like a bunch of plastic surgery and everybody's like, she looks awful. And I'm like, can you just shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Like, it's
like,
just,
why do we need to be commenting?
The like weird.
Do you want to do the double?
Oh yeah. Let's
do you want to hit
it.
This bitch
let's
too?
Let's do a double take here. Oh man. Yeah. No, I hate how everyone just feels like they're entitled to give. Okay. I saw a really good take the other day. It's kind of in relation to this okay. on TikTok. And I feel like there's this weird thing that's kind of happened in our society where like the internet happened, social media got really big.
Yeah.
No one kind of really knew what it was about. Obviously, like influencers were a very new thing. And for a while, people were like just kind of riding the wave. And then it all of a sudden like became cool to like hate on that.
Yeah.
And then that was a thing for a while. And now I'm just starting to see a shift back to where people are like, this is really weird that we've just like decided to hate on all of these people. And I've seen two TikToks recently. One was talking about how it's like the misogyny of hating on influencers and how they... industry of social media and being like having your own personal brand and stuff like that is one of the only industries in the world that is women dominated.
Of course, yeah.
And it's all these people.
There's coincidence that people hate on it, hey?
Yeah, just
so
a little,
random.
So
wonder
random.
What that could be.
And no, seriously. Yeah. And all, and about how all like men like roll their eyes at it. And there's like the running jokes of like, oh, what is she, an Instagram model? Yeah. Like, oh, I want a girlfriend with a real job and all this kind of stuff. And how there's like, yeah, so much underlying misogyny to it. And it's like all these women like that if like men were doing this and they are in other fields, they're called entrepreneurs. Yeah. And then a woman does it. And it's like this big eye roll. So I saw that. I thought that was an interesting take. And then I saw another video the other day and it was like a repost of... a video that went viral on that account, Influencers in the Wild.
Yeah.
And it was like this woman on the beach, like dancing in her bikini, filming herself. And it went viral because everyone was making fun of her that she looked so stupid and all this stuff. And so then this guy reposted it and I thought he had a really good take. And he was just basically saying how like it's so fucking weird that as a society, we've just decided that like, it's okay to hate people for putting themselves out there.
Yeah.
And like, he just breaks down the video and he's like, all she's doing is just dancing with her phone out.
Yeah.
And
how is that the most offensive thing to you?
How is that like the most embarrassing, offensive thing?
Yeah.
And he was just comparing it to, he's like, I've been making videos on, he had like 2 million followers. And he's like, I've been making videos on TikTok and on other social media platforms for years. And no one's ever said what I do is embarrassing. And he's like, I'm sitting here in a room alone talking to myself on the phone. And he's like, this doesn't look cool. Like he's like, if you were in my apartment looking at me right now, I would look crazy.
Yeah.
You see the final product and everyone, no one says anything about it. This woman's doing the same thing and everyone's making fun of her. And it's just
so wild that people think that they like have the authority and the two cents to comment on specifically things that women do.
It is. What? And it's like something
fuck
you really
the year
have to...
of health. What about the year of staying in your own goddamn lane?
Amen.
Especially if you're a man.
It's so true. And I just find that so weird. Like, why do you care? Like, there's this really weird thing that people just like hate seeing other people like have a bit of fun or being happy.
Or seeing women succeed.
Yeah, specifically that.
That's a big one.
And like this whole like conversation about who deserves what followers or what success, like, oh, all she's doing is dancing or looking pretty. It's like, who fucking cares?
Literally.
Like, are you
like,
breaking
you're doing
down
neither of those things? So are also you... the people that say that are also like Joe Rogan podcast listeners. So
and I'm like, yeah, but you're like, Joe Rogan's also a fucking influencer, wake up. Literally. And they're not hating on him. He just thinks he's a god. Yeah, I know, it's so stupid. Anyways, I'm glad we got that off our chest.
Yeah, so yeah, the year of staying in your own goddamn lane.
You know what I've really realized? I could never be famous because someone will write one comment.
Yeah.
And it will stick with me. I cannot imagine being like with the Rebel Wilson stuff.
Yeah.
Having like a flood of comments like that.
Yeah.
And people making fun of you. Like, I literally will get like 100 comments on a TikTok and one of them will be something mean or bad. And I will literally like, I won't be able to stop thinking about it.
Yeah. I just thought it was really interesting that there have been, in a very like close proximity, there have been two both gross takes on like women and their weight. How like a bunch of people saw that Adele had lost weight,
yeah,
and was like, she's so beautiful now. And I'm like, she's been and will always be so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And people were like, wow, I'm so happy for her. And I'm like, okay, well, like, just be happy for her always.
Yeah.
And then in the same fucking breath, these people are like, wow, Rebel Wilson's so awkward now. And I'm like, okay, can you literally shut up?
Yeah, people are so fucking annoying.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Yeah.
Someone called me biphobic today on TikTok because I posted that about how my TikTok very specifically was that I feel like something that contributes to negative stereotypes surrounding bisexuality are lesbians like myself who came out as bi before coming out as a lesbian.
Right.
Because I feel like it adds to the stereotype that bisexuality is a stepping stone. And I say in the TikTok, when it's not, because I was always a lesbian and I have plenty of friends that will always be bisexual.
Yeah.
That was my TikTok.
But that's pretty biphobic of you, though.
And literally someone was like, this take seems very biphobic. And I was like, did you listen to the TikTok? I'm fucking confused. You can't win on the internet. I was literally making it in support of bisexuality, yeah, and saying it's not a stepping stone because the people that it seems like it is a stepping stone for were never bisexual in the first place.
Yeah.
They were just figuring themselves out. And they're like, you're biphobic. And I was like, I can't fucking win.
You can't win at anything.
Literally, you can't. You can't. People are weird.
Yeah. Glee really had it right with Loser Like Me, the absolute smash hit. We're all losers, especially on the internet.
I literally hate that you watched so much Glee recently. Like, I hate that about
you. I think
you.
Everybody should. It's a very interesting learning experience. First of all, so problematic.
Oh, it's awful. It's
so awful. But also, like, it's... What else is there to do? What else? I'm like, I might as well get sucked into the Glooniverse, you know? Let's do this.
No.
That's
oh
what
my
me
God.
And Lauren would say. We'd be like, let's in the it. Trenches of fucking COVID. And we're like, do you want to go to the Glooniverse tonight? And we did. We always did.
Wow.
Oh, also, you know what's so fucking funny? What? My ex-best friend, when
I love when you say stuff
my
like that.
My ex-best friend, when that fucking episode that Mountain High, River Deep, or whatever that song is called, came out, we did the Santana run.
Okay.
The day that episode came out, because we thought it was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's a TikTok trend of people doing the Santana run is, I was like,
it all comes back around.
People finally saw this.
You gotta do it. You should do it on TikTok.
I should do it.
Watch it.
We should do it on I Can Explain. Do I love you, mom? Great song. That and the Smooth Criminal.
Oh, gorgeous
masterpieces. The sexual tension between a lesbian character and a gay man.
It's a lot.
Confusing times.
Very confusing times. The sexual tension between that fucking weirdo teacher and every student. Like, well, yeah, that is going on.
That's add that to the problematic part.
That show was wild.
Yeah, death to Will Schuster for sure.
People are getting so much information on this Q&A.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're answering all the Q's. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to answer some questions now.
Okay. Let's do this.
And then the ones we don't get to, we're going to record for a bonus episode for our Patreon, link in bio on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Here we go.
Let's do this.
Oh.
Oh.
Someone said, are you having beef with Spotify because you haven't uploaded there in a minute? We haven't uploaded anywhere.
We're having beef with the global pandemic.
There's your answer on that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
Right now?
Yeah.
Or ever?
The fear that you have.
Like, favorite song ever?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's really hard. It really depends.
It is really hard.
What's, like, your top five?
You can't even think of one and you expect me to have the fucking top five?
Here's something fun to do that I recommend for people with their partners. You should do this with Julia because you guys are obviously having some troubles right now.
We're not at all, by the way.
I do think this is a fun
you're just
idea.
Creating a lot
this is my new
drama.
Thing. You're very short, very old, and are
Julia
going
and
through
I
a breakup. Corey and I, my boyfriend, made a playlist of our top 25 songs.
Okay.
It did take like months because you need to like add things, pull things out.
So you guys have too much time on your hands.
No, it took us months.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not,
too much
we're
time
not like putting in the fucking 8 hours a day. You just like, while you're listening to music for a few months, you just slide some over and then you okay. Jesus Christ, it's just music.
Months.
So there's lots
They've
of
been just working so hard
truly,
on this.
There's lots of songs in this playlist that I would say are like some of my favorite. But
what is this playlist for? Like, you guys just listen to it together? Or?
Yeah, you just send it to the other person. And
okay.
then you have to listen to it in, like, solitude. And then you comment on it and say, like, if the other person has trash taste or something. And then that starts a fight.
It's a really fun partner.
I don't know what one of these experiment. Would be my number one, though.
Okay. I know mine.
Okay.
Mine's Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams. You make my dreams.
Oh, that's a good one. I just watched Bridesmaids and that fucking song from Wilson Phillips.
Oh yeah.
One of my favorite songs.
It's a good
time.
Song.
What's your karaoke song?
I've talked about this before, Drops of Jupiter
oh,
by
right.
Train.
Yeah,
I'm incredible at that song.
Yeah.
I become a different person when I sing that song.
That
song was made for my voice.
That's yeah.
It was
you're hitting every note.
I literally, when I sing that song, I'm like, am I a recording artist? I sound amazing.
Yeah. I would say one of my favorite songs, and I would try to do it at karaoke, but I can't sing, as you ought to know.
Oh,
I turn into
I love
I turn
that
into
song,
a,
but I can't sing that.
I turn into my worst and best self when I listen to that song.
Cowboy Take Me Away is also a song that I sound amazing at singing.
I can see that for your voice, yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Yeah. I actually sang that at karaoke in Soyuz. The crowd went wild.
Oh, you're like never allowed back, but...
I was singing it with one of my best friends, Alex, and my sister, Brooke, and the three of us were singing. We all had a mic, and all I could think is, they're really ruining this.
Yeah.
Like, my voice cut through.
You were the Beyonce of the Destiny's like, Child.
I could hear, you know, the flavors mixing, and I was like, this would be better if this was a solo show.
You know?
I could just... It was like flawless execution.
You got to start in a group to be a solo artist sometimes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On our tour, when we do it, I Can Explain tour.
Uh-huh. Global.
You can sing You Ought to Know.
Absolutely.
And I will sing Train and Cowboy Take Me Away because there will obviously be an encore for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. While everybody's gathering at the fire exits trying to get out, you can sing.
It'll be like those James Charles clips with people when he's on tour for like a makeup.
When did I get him doing fucking Dula Peep? Imagine taking your kids to James Charles and just the experience that would have been.
Just being like,
I would have grounded my kids for like 5 years if they if they made me do that.
Oh, that video is great though.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we? Oh yeah, we answered a couple questions.
Yeah.
Okay. On to another. Less of a question, but what are your overall thoughts on the gold star lesbian term? Love you guys. I hate it. Can't stand the gold star term.
Yeah, it's actually funny that this was on the latest episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. They were talking about being
I noticed that.
A gold star and a platinum star.
Yeah.
And I think it's incredibly outdated.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's stupid. And I was watching a TikTok about it and somebody said something that I definitely agree with, that I think the term is also transphobic.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because I even noticed that when they were talking about it on RuPaul's Drag Race and someone was like, what's a gold star? And I was listening to them try to explain it without saying something that was outwardly transphobic. And I'm like, you're catching yourselves right now that this statement is transphobic.
Which the fact that you like have to adjust your language to make sure that
it's not transphobic.
Okay,
it's
not okay. We actually talked about it on one of our very first episodes. And
did we?
We did. And I think that is like one of those things that now when I would probably listen to that,
yeah.
I'm like, that was like, what, at this point, like 9 years ago. We wouldn't have talked about that.
That's very true.
Or we would have talked about it in a very different lens.
We talked about how we didn't like the term because I've never liked the term, but we wouldn't have mentioned the transphobic thing for sure.
Yeah, I think it's
just awareness.
Gross. Yeah.
Right?
We are always, I would say, constantly
evolving, growing. We were
always
already,
in the right direction.
We
as
were
well.
Always incredible people, but now we're
but now
just
we're
like
more incredible whoa. People. But yeah, I do hate the term. It's also like, I literally, when I was watching it on the show, I was like, how as queer people on national television is this like where your conversation's going?
So boring. Also, can I specify why I hate the term? Because sometimes I say that.
Go off, queen.
And then people will be like, I've had people in my life or, you know, in group settings or whatever be like, oh, it's just a way to explain an experience. And here's my thing. The reason that I hate the gold star lesbian term is it's always met with like high fives.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like necessarily a physical high five.
Sometimes though.
But sometimes actually.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you cannot tell me that that term is not inherently problematic if it's met and like with celebration
and praise,
as if you've done something better than if you had answered, no, I'm not.
Yeah. That because if you aren't, you're like disgusting and lesser.
No, exactly. So the amount of times where I've been in a situation where that term will be brought up and two lesbians will be like, oh yeah, me too. Yeah, bro. Yeah, we're the gold stars of the group. I'm like, why is this an exciting thing for you?
Yeah.
Do you think the rest of us are lesser? Like, because our journey to realization of who we are was different?
Yeah. Like, I also think it just adds to like the divide and like,
yeah, it's fucking weird.
Like, battle of communities and sexualities, like it's just so unnecessary.
And it's also just like completely erasing the experience of the pressures of living a heteronormative lifestyle, sexual assault. Like, there's so many different factors that it's erasing, that there's so many reasons why, speaking for myself, a lesbian could have been with a man.
Yeah.
That, like, it's just fucking rude. I don't understand it. And also, if it's so much about explaining your own experience, then why are you not explaining your experience? You're just like, yeah, bro, gold star. Like, yeah. that's not, like, what? What does that have to do with anything?
I also think it's so fucking weird. It's almost like, I don't know how to describe this, and this might seem like overdramatic, but it's like kind of classist as well, because I think it's something that, really speaks to where you grew up and like the kind of situational kind of experience that you had, because a lot of people grew up and were exploring their queer identity in somewhere that wasn't as like open, and there's so many layers to it that I think, do you know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
No, I totally, I'm laughing in my head. What you're saying is 100% right. I'm laughing in my head because one time.
The dumbest bitch ever.
One time.
I'm laughing in my head because you're so stupid.
One time in front of me, someone that I know.
Oh no.
Said something about being a gold star. And literally I almost said, but I stopped myself. I was like, that's because you're a fucking nerd in high school. And literally.
Yeah.
And like, sorry, but like no men were asking you to even hang out. No, I'm serious. I know that's a problematic statement, but what I'm saying, genuinely, I mean this. I'm not taking this back. I stand by this. This is another example of like people are on different journeys.
Right.
Like, sorry, you did not make the choice to be a gold star lesbian. You had no friends in high school.
That's the thing.
Like, there's so many different reasons that people have different experiences. Yeah,
but I'm like, a lot of people also had partners that fed into like a heteronormative identity for safety or security.
No, your side was more, why I was laughing is what you are saying is more beautiful and, you're just positive.
Throwing hands.
And I'm literally like, you're a fucking nerd. Like, yeah, you didn't get with any girls in high school either. No one knew who the fuck you were. Like, I'm sorry. Like, there's so
many... You woke up and chose violence this episode.
Clearly, gold star triggers me.
Absolutely.
Because I've felt so invalidated by it in the past, and it just annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So, there's that. And if you're watching, nerd, you know who you are.
You fucking know.
You know. Just laughing at you saying something really like thoughtful.
I don't even think it's that thoughtful. It's so funny when
people are on different journeys. I'm like, you're a fucking dweeb.
I also think it's so funny when I listen back to myself trying to put something into words.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, I really have never read a book. Like, just absolute garbage coming out of that mouth.
This podcast is just us trying for 52 minutes. Like, just trying to speak.
That's a good... We could change the name to that.
Just trying.
Us trying.
Us trying. Okay, here we go.
Can you...
Can I what? Oh.
Jesus. Can you use your fucking eyes?
Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Let me restart this little thing. We're so professional over here. Like, I love our podcast. We just have to constantly pause.
I just swear at you for asking a question.
I'm just like, hold on, let me start the old camera again for the third time,
and we kick up the old generator. Losing power. Yeah,
like, we suck for people that have been doing this for so long.
God,
we're terrible at it. Not that, like, see, people think we're ragging on ourselves about the content. Like, I think that it's an enjoyable podcast.
You think I'm going to get cameras that last more than 20 minutes?
No. I tried.
How are we going to keep the flavor?
I tried for like a week to fix it, and I felt so bad. I thought you were going to be mad that I couldn't fix it. And you were like, no, it's fine. I was like, we really don't care.
I barely know I'm there half the time.
Okay. Someone asked, does the giant age gap between you two create differences in queer experience?
I think so, for sure.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, because I'll be talking about like coming out queer with like apps, and you didn't have a phone for the first like 40 years of your life. So it's just very different, you know? You were in your 30s with dial up. But I think that adds to the experience because they're so different, you know? There's a lot of talking points.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For those that are just tuning in, I'm not that old. I'm 30 years old. How old are you?
30 years older than me.
Shut the fuck. How old are you, seriously? I forgot.
I'm 28. I literally had to think about that. It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't
aging
know.
In a pandemic because I can't I don't tell know what either. Year I'm in. Yeah.
I started this thing like four Youthful. Years old and yeah. What?
Okay, what? So I can't taste or smell right now.
Yeah.
We know that. I saw a TikTok and it was far more horrifying
no.
than I could ever speak into words.
Okay.
And you said getting, because we were talking about parosmia, you mm-hmm. said that's your worst fear.
Yeah.
This is my worst fear.
Oh God.
People said, no, I'm happy that you're setting because this is absolutely shocking. You're gonna, when I say it, you're gonna think I'm joking, but I actually like had to sit with this information and I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. People said after they got confirmed case of COVID, they went and got Botox and the Botox didn't work.
This is what you're afraid of?
Are you fucking kidding me? You think I'm going to spend $300 to get my forehead to not move and then I'm going to go move my forehead? I could not picture anything worth. I would rather taste things that tasted like fucking rotting flesh than have my Botox not work. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. And also because like I haven't got Botox in a while because the world is shutting down. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to reward myself. If this fucker doesn't work...
Is it like for the rest of your life? It is.
I don't know, Brie. We're gonna have to take that as it comes.
Wow.
I'm gonna get Botox next week, I think. And
2022 is looking rough for you so
far.
The year
of health is not working out so well.
I don't know if I'd put Botox under the health category.
Yeah, mental health.
Oh.
Me literally.
You're literally stretching your wrinkles out on your forehead right now.
Wrinkles. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh, shit.
So yeah, that's my worst.
Oh my God.
Are you fucked? Like, that is so horrific to me. Anyways, teach their own. You can take the scent. You can take the taste.
Don't touch his Botox.
Don't touch my Botox.
Okay, can I say something really evil?
Is it about my wrinkles?
You like snarling at me.
Do it.
I kind of wish, just because I think it'd be so funny, that
don't
it doesn't
put
work.
That energy out there. I'm so mad at you right now.
I just think it's so funny that you care so much about it.
Well, one of us has to care about our appearance. I'm so mad at you right now. You just manifested it like I manifested getting COVID.
You can't blame it on me if it doesn't work.
If this bitch moves, game over. Do we have any more questions?
No, that's it. Okay. Well, we have a lot more questions.
We answered so many.
But I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
In all honesty, we're going to answer a bunch more over on Patreon. So if
bunch
you...
more.
We're going to talk more about Sean's lack of Botox more over
get
on Patreon.
Get boosted, get vaxxed, because your Botox might not work. That's why the fuck is the CDC dead ass quiet on this? Tell the people what they need to know.
Yeah.
Why is Dr. Fauci should have got on like a, he should have taken over one of those like presidential things that stops your TV. And that's like the announcement.
It's just about Botox.
I think a lot of people, I'm not kidding. I think a lot of people would have listened.
This whole pandemic would have looked very different if people knew about the Botox thing.
If their Botox was in jeopardy.
Thank you for listening to the people listening.
I'm so
still
stressed now.
Your forehead does move again now, eh?
Honestly, Brie?
For a while it didn't, so it's refreshing to see some movement on your face.
No, it's not. I need to go back.
All right, make sure to follow or subscribe, rate us 5 stars and 5 stars only, and if
follow
you don't
my forehead journey.
Oh my God.
Forehead reveal. Wrinkle reveal.
And what else? Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, personally at Sean.Luskin at Brianne Williamson. Link in the bio for merch and Patreon, where we're going to be answering a lot more Q's and giving A's. Okay. Goodbye. Oh, right. We have a sign off. I forgot. It's been like a month.
First the fucking Botox attack and now this. You always start it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot I was waiting for you.
It's been like 3 weeks.
I have the memory of a goldfish.
We've been doing this fucking for like 3 years.
2 weeks. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
We sign off.
And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. Wow, killed it.
That was a beauty of an episode.
Just like the COVID killed my Botox. Oh my God. I got my fucking cooties out.